Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. My friends, on today's episode, we are going to compare and contrast. I'm going to begin with the words of Reverend Martin Luther King, because we can use a man like him again today. That's rather obvious with all the racial division and balkanization and racial hatred going on in our country right now, threatening to rip us apart at the seams. I'm sure I'm not alone in longing for another leader like Martin Luther King. Many are just aching for a fresh reflection of his words. The man was a Christian pastor and often included references to God in his speeches. The theme of his speeches stressed similarity, not difference. Here's a small portion. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same almighty creator. So to all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Now, in contrast to King, many point to former President Trump as a textbook racist who disgraced the Oval Office for 4 years. For myself, I do not believe the man to be a racist. I've made that very clear. I talked about him just a couple of days ago on this program. I do understand that some of Trump's words taken out of context come across as racist. Certainly these sample words that I'm about to read to you are not politically correct. They smack straight into critical race theory and notions of reparations for slavery. They are anti-woke. I would say the words are just plain, blunt truth, not racist at all, but judge for yourself. Maybe I live in a box, but I've never met a single black American who was a slave or a single white American who was a slave owner. I've only come across lazy people who believe that those of us who work ought to support them. Human parasites. And they come in every race. That was vintage Trump, right? No, not right. Actually, my friends, you've been taken. Your old pal Bob just subjected you to an experiment. Those words I just read were not the words of Donald Trump. They were the words of Turning Point leader and conservative activist Candace Owens, herself African American. She sure sounds as blunt as Trump. Although, to be fair, Trump does not always talk with such gusto. Oftentimes his words are inclusive and gentle and inspirational, such as the other speech I just read at the top of the show. Those were not the words of Martin Luther King. Those were the words of newly elected President Trump in 2017, words from his inaugural address. That same evening in early 2017, MSNBC's Chris Matthews didn't hear a call to unity in the speech. He heard something Hitlerian, his own word, his own description, Hitlerian, because there was another part of the speech where Trump talked about putting America first. Where exactly would we expect the leader of America to put the country he's leading? Second? Fourth? Last, but Matthews doesn't explore such questions. Now, Matthews, who with detached journalistic objectivity described a thrill up his leg during a 2008 Obama campaign speech, is easily dismissed. However, the accusation is more serious coming from an elected member of the United States Congress. Representative Gerald Connolly from Virginia wrote a tweet in response to that same inauguration speech. The tweet said, said, maybe his enablers will rouse themselves when the brown shirts come for them. I, for one, will resist. Brown shirts, of course, refers to the paramilitary wing of the Nazi party. So I hope you're catching this, my friends. The party who wants to silence people who disagree with them is comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. The party that accepts infanticide is comparing Trump supporters with Nazis. The party run by the anti-Semitic Jihad Squad is comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. The party which tells the police to stand down when buildings are being burnt and people are being shot is comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. They started those comparisons back when Trump first was inaugurated. They continued those comparisons throughout the 4 years Trump was in office. They are continuing to use that designation for Trump supporters now. They make their comparisons based upon who is talking rather than what the actual words say, words that would have been ascribed to Martin Luther King if people had not known better. Well, now I'm talking, and these are my words. Take a stand. Stop going along with this pure evil masquerading as righteousness. Take a stand and take what comes from taking a stand. And in doing so, join me in making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.